Section 146 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Glenville Clouser, read for LibriVox.org by Maura Walsh. It is necessary to ask the question. It is necessary to refer. It is necessary to take some notice. It is needful to a complete understanding. It is needless before this audience to repeat. It is no doubt true. It is no exaggeration to say. It is no part of my business. It is no significant thing. It is no small indication. It is no small wonder. It is not a practical question. It is not altogether satisfactory. It is not an unknown occurrence. It is not by any means. It is not difficult to comprehend. It is not difficult to discern. It is not easy for me to find words. It is not enough to say. It is not entirely clear to me. It is not evident. It is not for me on this occasion. It is not given to many men. It is not likely that any of you. It is not logical to say. It is not my intention to enter into. It is not my purpose to discuss. It is not necessarily true. It is not necessary for me even to sketch. It is not necessary for our purpose. It is not often in these modern days. It is not ours to pronounce. It is not out of place to remind you. It is not possible to recount. It is not quite clear. It is not to me so very surprising. It is not too much to say. It is not unknown to you. It is not within the scope of this address. It is now high time for me. It is now perfectly plain. It is now observable enough. It is obvious. It is, of course, difficult. It is of great importance to show. It is of no moment. It is of very little importance. It is often remarked. It is on these grounds. It is one of the burning questions of the day. It is one of the most natural visions. It is one of the most significant things. It is one of the queerest freaks of fate. It is only a few short years since. It is only just to say. It is our duty to examine. It is ours to bear witness. It is owing to this truth. It is particularly befitting at this time. It is perfectly apparent. It is pitiable to reflect. It is pleasant to meet this brilliant company. It is rather a pleasant coincidence. It is rather an arduous task. It is rather startling. It is related. It is ridiculous to say. It is said, and I think truly, it is said to be impossible. It is satisfactory to notice. It is scarcely necessary to insist. It is scarcely questioned. It is self-evident. It is sometimes hard to determine. It is still an open question. It is still more surprising. It is substantially true. It is surely necessary for me. It is the clear duty of, it is the doctrine of, it is the fashion to extol, it is the universal testimony, it is therefore evident, it is therefore necessary, it is this which lies at the foundation, it is to be expected, it is to be remembered. It is to me a very sincere satisfaction, it is told traditionally, it is too plain to be argued. It is true. It is unnecessary for me to remind you. It is upon this line of reasoning. It is very common to confuse. It is very doubtful whether. It is very interesting and pleasant. It is well known. It is with great pleasure. It is with pity unspeakable. It is within the memory of man now living. It is worthwhile to notice. It may appear absurd. It may at first sight seem strange. It may be added. It may be conjectured. It may be imagined. It may be plausibly objected. It may be rightly said. it may be useful to trace. It may be worth your while to keep in view. It may indeed be unavoidable. It may not be altogether certain. It may not be uninteresting to any of you. It may or may not be true. It may perhaps seem wonderful. It may seem a little strange. It might still more probably be said. End of section 146. This recording is in the public domain.